Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her offices there in Lewis, Cass County Conservation Board naturalist Laura Canning with us here this morning. Laura, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, good. Well, we're going to talk about something other than the current pandemic and some of those issues here in the area. We're going to talk about spring and the growing season here.
Yeah.
The native plant sale is coming up. In fact, it's going on now. Talk about what folks can do.
Yeah, let's think about getting ready for planting our yards and getting ready for that spring planting season. We have done our native plant sale for 3 years now, and it's every April. So the whole month of April we are taking orders for native plants that do well in yards, do well planted in your gardens, and also are native to Cass County. And so we've got a couple new ones also this year on our list. And so a couple of the new ones that we have on our list this year are Hairy Mountain Mint and New England Aster and Purple Prairie Clover are our new ones. So a couple purple ones on the list. And so a couple of those, you know, with native plants, they're going to, of course, attract butterflies and bees. And things like that, and even some things you probably want in your yard to at least see, right?
You bet.
Besides the pretty blooms.
There you go. Has this sale been pretty popular?
We just wanted to offer a couple of different ones. Some people order every year, so we wanted to kind of change it up a little bit. We do offer one of the species is a grass or a native grass that gets about 3 foot tall. So if you're looking for a grass or if you're looking for flowers, the rest of them are flowers, of course, and they come as a live plant. So they're going to come and they're going to be about 2 inches tall, and you can either transplant them right where they're going to go right away, or I tell people if they're a little worried about their area of where they're going to put it, they can always put it into a pot and get it, continue to keep it started, and then transplant it later in the summer. But a lot of these do very well in, you know, our Iowa soil and a varying dirt and, of course, varying amounts of sun, shade, things like that. So.
Yeah, because there's on the order form, you're going to find all the different little notes there. Of course, price, but it's going to mention to you, in addition to the name of the item, some of the different characteristics, how tall it might get, what type of sun it needs and things. So, you know, it is there, but what if somebody isn't really up on those kinds of things, kind of has some ideas of what they'd like, but they don't really know for sure?
Well, they can certainly give us a call down here at Cold Springs, and we can talk to them about their spot, their area, and what would do best in their area. So we try on our list to have like a variety, so not of, you know, everything that's super tall, you know, a variety of height, but then a variety of that soil moisture that it's going to be able to take, and then a variety of the sun, because I think that's a myth out there about native plants. People think that they need full sun. It belongs in the prairie, so it needs such full sun. And actually, there's a lot of our prairie forbs or our prairie flowers that do tolerate shade. Now, not complete shade, but they will tolerate some nice shady areas just fine. So definitely don't think that you need to have a full sun area to put some of these native flowers in.
Absolutely. Well, and it's a little bit of everything, too. You mentioned flowers, there are grasses, there are different types of colors and things. Are all of these the type of things that should go out somewhere a little further away, or can some of these maybe be used to landscape closer to the house?
Oh, actually, there's a couple of them that'll do really close to the house. I have my Culver's root right probably, I don't know, like a foot from my foundation. So they still do a lot of this with prairie plants. They go down deep, but they don't, their roots don't go like out very far. A lot of them have just a very deep tap root and things like that. So no, you can do this in your beds. Another popular one for beds that is on our list is Joe Pye weed. And Joe Pye weed it blooms a little bit later, and then you'll get those butterflies when they're traveling through August, September, then they will be on your Joe Pye weed and such. So there's a, tell people to think about, your yard and, what's blooming, Labor Day, kind of thing. And so, some of these can give you a longer lasting or a late bloom time as well in your yard.
Sure. Now, these are plants. These aren't just like annual flowers you'd put out there for the season. These are going to be there for the long haul.
Yes, correct. So they are all perennials. They'll last more than 1 year and such. I know I've had my butterfly milkweed, and some of them are deer resistant. So, and that our form will say, if this plant is deer resistant or not, and things like that. So if you have questions on that, certainly give us a call. My butterfly milkweed, the second year I had it planted, it got ate by a rabbit or a deer or something, and it just didn't bloom that year. The next year, the third year I had it, it was back. It didn't get ate, and it bloomed, and it was just fine. So,
awesome.
they're there for the long haul. And if you really love monarch butterflies, my number one suggestion is our meadow blazing star. It is pretty tall. It gets about 5 feet tall, but it blooms in that August, September time, and they just love it. And so, if you get one, sometimes you get them covered with monarchs. So,
oh, that's very good. So a lot of good benefits there then too.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the price. These are pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, a couple of them are $350, and a couple of them are $225. Are our two price points, price per plant, and there's no minimum order on that. We've got them ordered and ready to go, but they're live plants.
Sure. Is there a limit to how many are available? Should people do it as soon as possible because you may run out?
I do tell people, get your orders in early. Our deadline is April 30th. If we get a week out or 2 weeks out, and sometimes the nurseries, depending on what it is, might get a little hairy. We never know what's going to be popular. That's the hard guess for us. As we never know what's exactly going to be popular, so
sure.
And things like that. But start thinking about what you want to plant or those spring projects you got going on.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned that it's going on now. You can take orders now through April 30th. How do folks do that?
Yeah. Our forms are online on AtlanticIowa.com. You have to click on Cass County and then click on Conservation Department, and you'll find those forms there. And then they will be here right before Memorial Day. So we will have a plant pickup date designated times on the Thursday and Friday before Memorial Day. Will be your plant pickup time. So, and we will accept if you want to fax it in and then just pop the money in the mail and things like that. That is okay too. And then shipping is already included, and so is the sales tax. So.
All right, very good. So just come ready to be able to take those home, and I suppose that weekend would be a good time to get those blue jeans a little muddy on the knees as you get ready to get those items planted.
Yeah, good long weekend, and to get them planted.
Very good. All right, so opportunity for folks to take advantage of. If you're looking for some good news here these days, there you go, an opportunity to maybe dust up your little corner of the earth there just a little bit and make it, deer resistant is always good, but also be able to make it so you get a lot of the other benefits there too with some of that nature coming in your direction. Well, very good. Well, Laura, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And thanks to you folks for giving folks the opportunity again to take advantage of this year.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.